Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
State Question 792 will improve our economy by helping diversify agricultural production. Before Prohibition, Oklahoma was a leading grape producer with 10 times as much acreage in production as we have today. We can return to that elite status with a yes vote on 792. Former Oklahoma Farm Bureau Family of the Year, Dennis and Elaine Flaming, say voting yes on 792 will help get products to market and lead to job growth. Local grocery stores like United, Williams, and Reese's from all across the state are supporting the passage. And passage of 792 will lead to hundreds of new Oklahoma jobs. Please join respected Oklahoma farmers and ranchers like Dennis and Elaine Flaming of Fairview, Tim Laddick of Drummond, Jack Sherry of Holdenville, and hundreds of others in voting yes on 792. The last question on the ballot. For more information, go to yesonsevennintwo.com. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Incorporated.
Well, the live cattle futures finished higher yesterday, up 152 to $3. Feeder cattle contracts were up 265 to 402. On the hogs, those futures were mixed, up 52 to down 17. Now, as far as live cattle was concerned, buyer interest did develop yesterday, which quickly reestablished a higher market range, pushing October and December contracts to limit moves through the last half of the trading session. October futures settled about at 99.02, with traders focusing on the potential of simply tightness developing through the end of the year and early 2017. On the cash cattle call, it was steady yesterday. Light trade developing yesterday with prices in the north at 154. This is fully steady with last week. The aggressive support in futures markets quickly limited cash market activity as feeders appear to be holding much closer to asking prices of 100 to 102 in the south, 160 in the north, if not bumping these prices a bit at the end of the week. At this point, though, so far additional trade could hold off until after the release of the cattle on feed report this afternoon. Now on the grains, the corn and soybeans were unable to hold the early gains yesterday that followed bullish export data. They closed lower, as did a broad range of commodities. Winter wheat was lower in light trading, while spring wheat was a fraction higher. The strong dollar and losses in the neighboring markets weighed. Now, wheat has been a follower now that the U.S. harvest is done and in the bins. This week's export lineup is lighter than last week's. Japan bought its regular batch, and Egypt again purchased Black Sea grain. On the corn futures, they finished about 6 cents lower, and at a one-week low in light to moderate trading. It had a brief sojourn above chart resistance at the 100-day moving average near $3.59, but soon fell under it. And on the soybeans, they closed lower as the strong dollar, lower commodity sector, and the advancing harvest put pressure in the market. The market remained higher for the week. Soybeans also lacked support from soybean oil, which closed lower, along with the Malaysian palm oil. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, October 21st on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,000 head to sell, 3,700 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, 8,300 weaned calves, and 2,900 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, live cattle futures at the close up $3 for December at $100.12, and the February was up $2.80 at $101.25. Now, November feeder cattle up $4.02 at $118.85, and January was up $3.40, $114.25. December hogs down 7 cents at $41.10, February down 12 cents at $48.02. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, well, December was down 2.25, $4.23. The March down 2 cents, $4.40.5. December wheat Chicago yesterday down 3.25, $4.17. March down 3.25 at 437.5. December corn down 6.5 at 351. March down 6.5 at 360.75. November soybeans down 6 cents at 975.5. January down 5.75 at 984.75. December cotton down 35, 69.45. March down 41 at 69.67. December crude oil is up 29, 50.92. January up 31, 51.45. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.